like chefs at the door. We're like, hold on. Like all of the PAs were like holding back the doors. And it was just so crazy. Cause when I walked out, like I couldn't shower. Like they were like, get out now.
What's up? It's Javi Mack. We're here with Kiss and Tell with Javi Mack Podcast. I'm here with...
I am Allison Ray.
Hey, Allison Ray. So, do you have any interesting set stories?
Oh, yeah. All right. So, this was, man, just a few months ago.
Okay.
It was a normal day on set. Okay. They had rented a new location that they hadn't shot at before.
Okay.
And, you know, that can always be a little bit, like, nerve-wracking. You don't know what the location owner is going to be like. It was, like, this, like, really cool, like... art loft in downtown LA.
Okay.
And as we were shooting, from right under us, the entire place started turning into a Michelin star restaurant.
Okay.
So that morning, the director got a call from the location owner and said, hi, my business partner actually booked our space for like a Michelin star restaurant at like to use as a kitchen.
Wow.
And to serve a bunch of people because the place, like the studio next door, was supposed to be the Michelin star restaurant, and we are like mid pop, like we're about to do it, and there's like chefs at the door. We're like, hold on, like all of the PAs were like holding back the doors, and it was just so crazy because when I walked out, like I couldn't shower, like they were like, get out now, like, and then they actually had to start going out the back, but I went out to the front, and they had fully set up tables, like. On this little walkway, basically the sidewalk, and they were already serving these people. Some Michelin star chef was just serving some people, and then they were going to move into the space that we were just shooting a porno in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was one of the strangest things I've ever had happen on set.
That was going to be an interesting transition.
Yeah.
They probably didn't clean up. They didn't have time.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm sure they brought in their own, like, linens and tables.
Hopefully. Hopefully they did.
But, yeah, that is definitely one story I will be telling for a very long time.
That's wild. That's good. How long have you been in the industry?
Just over 10 years.
10 years. So what's changed, what's been the biggest change for you since you've been in the industry?
The biggest change is just how much power individual performers have. Like, the dawn of OnlyFans, like, really gave me and everybody else the ability to say no to scenes we didn't want to do, tell directors no when they were asking for more than we wanted to give them on set for the rate that we were being paid that day. It made it so that I could do the scenes that I really want to do and say no to everything else because I no longer needed to rely on studio work for a paycheck. That's the biggest change. I guess that, and then like along with that, because performers have more power now, we have more power and autonomy in our consent. It's really nice to be able to like be on set and advocate for yourself and have studios really respect those boundaries now versus 10 years ago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Where can our viewers see your content and see you?
Well, my favorite platform is TikTok.
Oh.
And you know what? They went back up.
It's back.
So as long as it stays back, I am Allison Unhinged on TikTok. It's not very unhinged right now, but it's about to be.
Okay.
And I'm just go to AllisonRayFans.com. All my other links are there.
Boom. Awesome. Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Javi Mack. This is Kiss and Tell. Well, Javi Mack, thanks for viewing. Awesome. Thank
you. So nice
to meet you.
Thank you. Javi Mack Show.